at the hall, like
July 8th evening, Srila Gurudev.
Millions of Dandavat Pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Pada Sukta Srimad Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. About 5,000 years before, more than that, when Krishna left this world, and all the qualities of this world, transcendental world, went with Krishna, all his qualities. And very soon, Kali Yuga came. And at that time, the minds of all, ladies and male, even sadhu, sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, were upset. All began to be engaged in sense gratifications only. Thus, everywhere unreligious things were done. So by this fear, about 88,000 of Rishi Maharshis, like Shaunak and others, all were there in the bank of Gomati Namisharanya, and they were thinking what to do.
Hare Krishna, please turn off your cell phone, please.
What to do?
Turn off your all mobile phone, please.
Yeah. What to do? Also, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Ugra Samasut, was there. They told to him, O Sata Goswami, you are disciple of very high class of devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, who read Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva himself. And you know also, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Shastra, Mahabharata, Ramayana, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Our question is that Kali Yuga is coming, and Kali Yuga is coming. Prayena alpa ayusam sabhya klasmin yuge yuge mandasu manda mateo manda bhagyahi upadrata. In this Kali Yuga, the age of human is very short. Not more than 100. If not controlled, then 50. Anyhow, manda, their intelligence is very, very less. So manda matayo,
not they are intelligent. They are thinking, I am this body. And these are mine. The son is mine, wife is mine, the wealth is mine, everything. They don't know that who is God, who am I. No intelligence. Manda bhagya. Always they do something for happiness. But without invitation. Oh, only suffering is coming. Especially, old is bound to come. And in the last, you will have to give up this body. No one will go with you. Your dear wife, children, relatives, no one will go. Your all wealth will be here. Where to go? You don't know. And there are so many upadrava. What upadrava? Disturbance. Problems. Quarreling here and there. Sometimes so many rogues like cancer, TB, so many. New rogues coming in Kali Yuga. We don't know when anyone will come, will die. At the time of Ramachandra, at the time of also Parikshit, any son, they never died in front of his father. Any ladies that don't become widow, all their happy. But now we see that we don't know that this boy's father, what is the name of father? Divorce so much here and there. Even perhaps anyone has written their names in green. That she has divorced about 10, 20, 20 times more than that. So anyone in this, no hat, no happy. So we are requesting you, ata sadho atra, in this Kali Yuga, japsaram. Samudhritta manishaya, by intelligence, by reading all the books, Veda, Shastra, Upanishad, Gita, Bhag, and especially Bhagavata. What is the essence of that? By following that, our soul will be happy. Not we will be happy, this body not. So especially he is telling, Jayatma Sukta. If a drunkard is very happy by taking so much for wine, really he is not. Anyone taking the place, cow's meat, and thinks, I am very happy. They are not happy. They are like mad persons. They don't know what will be the effect of these things. So, please tell the essence of the whole Shastra by which Atma will be happy. And then he became very happy. Sutta Goswami became very happy. And he told that, I'm very lucky that you have ask me a question by which I am remembering whole sweet pastimes of Krishna and his incarnations. So, I must give answer. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev. Jang praprajantam anupetam apet krityam tvaipayano virahaka sare ajuha. Ajuha o. Putreti tanmayatayatan obhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanu tosmi. Sukadeva Goswami, really he was the parrot of Srimati Radhika, Sriya Shukha, Sriya Radhika. But anyhow, one day, Srimati Radhika was giving sweet rice to that parrot, taking on her hand and telling, tell Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And parrot was in the very melody of Radhika tune, very sweet. He was repeating Krishna, Krishna. In the meantime, he flew away from her. And nearby Nandagaon, he went very near her. And Krishna was sitting with Madhu Mangal, and they were talking something. And on the branch of a very green tree, this parrot sat there and began to tell, like Radhika, Krishna, 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 Krishna. From where? No one is here. From where this sound coming? Then he saw that on the tree, very full, beautiful. Bird like soup is there. Then he told, come on, come on. Very sweet words. And parrot at once come on his hand and sat there. And then Krishna began to curiosity. What you are telling, you speak again, again. And the parrot began to, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he added more, I'm very, very unlucky. My swami is Radhika. She was taking me on her hand and giving me sweet rice, and she was telling to repeat Krishna, Krishna. My Swami is very merciful, very merciful. She used to love me so much, but by the nature of bird, I flew from there and I have come here. I am very unfortunate. Then, in the meantime, Krishna heard this thing and he began to curious and telling, again you should speak again and again. In the meantime, Lalita Visakha came there. Oh Krishna, this parrot is of Srimati Radhika. Without parrot she cannot live. Please give. And we should give her. Oh, you should call, and if he goes, you can take. They began to call, but parrot not came. Then Lalita Visakha told that anyone, any living entity who will go to you and your affection he will have, he never return to anywhere. Only if Radhika will come, then he will go. Otherwise, never. So, how she can go? But without this parrot, my Sakhi will not leave. Very upset. Krishna told that I cannot give. If he can go himself, you should call them. The Lalita Visakha, very intelligent, they went to Mother Yashoda and told, oh, this parrot has come here. My Sakhi is very upset, Radhika. Please give the take the bird and give us and we will return back to Radhika. Then Yashoda Maya asked, oh, you should sit here, I am coming. And she came and went there where Krishna was playing with that bird, and at once by Japatama what are you doing? Nonsense. All these clean big birds, animals. Come on with me. And he took one hand of Krishna and began to drag him. Your father is sitting waiting for you to take bath and to take prasadam. At once you should go. Krishna being the Supreme Lord, Lord of Lords. But on the front of Madhya Soda, he is a baby Vandi. He cannot do anything. He forgets his Bhagavata. He is. That is all powerful. Then Yashoda Ma gave it to Lata Visakha and they went and gave it. When Krishna Leela was finished, the bird wanted to go with them. But Radhika and Krishna told, after our going there, there will be none to tell them for Krishna Bhajan. So better you should wait here and preach Bhagavatam. What Sukhdev will tell to Parikshit Maharaj. So please be here. So he waiting here in this world, but without Krishna, past times hearing, he cannot tell it like. So he went to Kailash where Bhagavan Shankar was telling the same Bhagavatam to his wife Parvati. And Parvati was hearing. The parrot on a branch of very green and dark doll branch, he was sitting there. And from there he was hearing. First canto anyhow, he heard, she heard. And when second and third week came, sarga visarga, all the srishti, all the creation of this world, oh, no interest he has. So they can sleep. And then, as before she was telling, or kaho, haan, theek hai, oh, go on. Very good, she was telling. Oh, when she slept, that parrot began to. Oh yes, very good. Go on. After this, Shankar was thinking that Parvati is hearing. But when he finished 10th and went in, they are about to finish in 12th chapter. Oh, at once she woke up and told, oh, Bhagavan see you. I was asleep. I have not heard. Then, who heard this? And began to see here and there. And he saw that in a very green, dark branch, a parrot is there. And he is doing, yes, wrong. Then he took his dragon and began to follow. To kill that. This bird at once very nearby flew away towards Badrikashram where Vyasdev was telling same Harikatha Bhagavatam to his wife Bhitika. And she was hearing with a very wonderful curiosity. Hearing the sweet pastimes of wonderful that Krishna to Govardhan. And oh, very wonderful. And then parrot came and entered in his stomach. Then Shankar came very angry with dragon, and he asked Vyasdev, "Oh Vyasdev, namaskar." Vyasdev, "Oh, from where you are coming? As if you are very angry with dragon. Oh yes, have you seen any parrot here coming? Why you are searching?" He has heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Then why you are to kill him? "Oh, any anadhikari, not qualified person should not hear the Srimad Bhagavatam." So he was unqualified and he heard all Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the fruit of hearing Srimad Bhagavat? Oh, he becomes immortal. Then if he is mortal, how Shankar, you can kill him? And then Shankar began to laugh, returned back. And this parrot, now he was owned of Dasdeva. Wife, home, for 16 years, not coming. Vyasa told Dev, after 16 years, he told, "Oh Prabhu, who are you? I don't know. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Please come down." That boy told, "Oh, I will not come in Maya. Maya, you know? Maya. Jo nahi hai, which is not existing, and it seems to be existing. But we are not body, but we are thinking that, oh, I am body, this is Maya. We are so much attached to this, not attaching to Krishna, oh, this is Maya. We are suffering from the endless pain of birth and death, knowing that my forefather had died. But we think that we will not die. Oh, this is all Maya. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, all are Maya. I will not come in this Maya." Then they are told that I am removing this Maya, so please come. He told, "I don't believe on you. So to whom you believe? I believe in Krishna. If he will come and tell them." Then Krishna came by the prayer of Vyasadeva, and Krishna told, "Oh boy, I am Krishna. And remember him for a moment, just for a moment, you should come down. Oh, I believe you." And at once Krishna removed Maya and he came in a moment. And even no sanskar, cutting off, nothing, no jagyapivit, nothing, run away towards forest. Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? From birth. Then Vyasadeva, thinking that I have met Srimad Bhagavatam, in this world there is no qualified person to whom I will teach. And my this son, from birth he is not attached to any worldly things. So really he is qualified to hear. And if he will hear, he will preach this mission to whole world. So he began to follow. "Oh Putra, oh Putra, oh come on, return." And then echo came from the forest. "Putra," Vyasadeva told Putra, or echo came, "Putra, who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Hare Krishna, your father. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is everything. That ego can. After that, Sukhdev Goswami went in a forest and there he followed Vyasadeva. Some ladies were after some heaven. They were playing naked in a pond. When Sukhdev Goswami went there, nothing, they were playing naked in the water. But when Sukhdev came, Vyasadeva, old, very big, yes, white, when he came there, at once they ran away and they took their garments and from far away they began to do pranam to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva told, oh my daughters, daughters of daughters, I am more than your grandfather of grandfather. And if seeing my young, very beautiful, naked my son, and you are not no sight. But I am so old, you are my what, granddaughter, and seeing me, you became sinful. And at once you took your garments and doing pranam. Why? Then they told, oh, your son does not know that this is tree or lady or male or what. He saw, sees only soul, and super soul always everywhere, in everywhere. Not ladies, male and trees and creepers and everything. But you ask me, you ask me, oh, my daughters, so you have this knowledge that we are ladies, we are. So we became very joyful to you. After that, Sukhdev Goswami, thus they made a slope and taught to some hunters. They were going to have so many birds from forest. And they spoke what Vyasadeva had told, Varaha Pidam Natavarbaku Kardayu Kardikara. Vibrahmasa Kanak Kapisam Bhajanti Himalam Randhan Bhagavad Sudaya. Purayar Gopavindai. This is the very beautiful description of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. And hearing this, Sukhdev Goswami was at once attracted and he came to them and told them, who has taught you? Please tell him to that what are the qualities of that person for this duty you have told. And next day they went to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva told again, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansaya Levhe Gatim Dhat Uchitam Kangva Dayalu Sarnam Brishma. Oh, Putna meant to kill Krishna, giving poison in her breast. And Krishna so merciful that he gave Dhatri Gati like mother. So who is so much merciful? And who accept Krishna, or they will go to others. And then he came to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva or taught him all Srimad Bhagavatam.
Swami, doing pra-
pranam, offering his dandat pranam to his guru say, because he is going to begin Srimad Bhagavatam. Also he is telling, jan swan bhav makhila sukhi sar deepa adhyatma deepam ati chitta satang samondra. For this Srimad Bhagavatam, swan bhav akhila sukhi sar, this is the abstract of whole Vedic literature, Puran, and all Purans, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Gita, everything. This is the essence, abstract of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is also a pradeep-like lamp. By lamp, in the darkness we see something, to us also and others also. So Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading, by following Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing from any bona fide guru, so he can see transcendental Krishna, his associates and his sweet pastimes. So, sansarina karune ahav, Vyasadeva taught his son follow with karuna and also with a great mercy to world these living entities, my Gurudev, Sukadeva Goswami, out of mercy he has told this Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Surely we should hear that. And then he began to Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti ratho kaje ahe tukka pratihata jayatma swam prasidati. Oh, you. And also you should explain Anna Vilashita. You should try to be Parikshit Maharaj, who was dying after 7 days, and he forget to take anything, water even. No prasadam, no water, no sleeping, day and night Harikatha Shravana. And only in 7 days he left his body without any suffering and went to Golok Vrindavan. So you should try to hear like Sukadev Parikshit Maharaj.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana.
Very good explanation. If you want to know more detail, you should read Bhakti Swami Sindhu Bindu. And there Vishwanath Chakravarti, you must read. Then systematic way you can express all this. Prabhitti Mula, Nibhitti Mula, there are so many things to tell. Anukulyan means those who are favorable, but those who are not favorable, we should reject all. And those who are favorable for Krishna, not only to please, both things, to please Krishna and for the benefit of Krishna, whether Krishna is weeping or not. This is pure bhakti. You should know that this bhakti covers from last his part from Shraddha. Last fraction of bhakti, that is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha, though it has been told, Krishna bhakti, if you are doing, your life is successful. But to desire to serve Krishna, this desire is really Shraddha. And from where it will come, and this desire is transcendental. It will only come by sadhu sangha. by Gurudev. By mercy of Krishna, it may come in his associates, and from there it will come in the heart of the man. And then outer symptom will be, oh, he will have so much a strong faith in Krishna words, ethic words, Srimad Bhagavat words, and Guru words. If he has no faith in ethics, then no Saddha. No, if he has no strong faith in his Guru word, no Saddha. Even no faith in Krishna words, what he has told in Gita and especially in Bhagavad, then not Saddha. After that, Saddha, second association of Bhakta, then he realizes that Guru is needed. Without Guru, we cannot enter in the realm of bhakti. So must we should take initiation from any bona fide in the form of cheaters. Thousand and thousand. Oh, gurus are here and there in this world. They are cheating others. They make disciples only for wealth. But they cannot remove the doubts of the, and also ignorance of devotees, and they cannot put bhakti in their hearts. So we should be careful for that. And then Guru Karan and 10 primary ang of symptom of bhakti. Guru Padrasaya, Guru Siksha taking from Gurudev, Vishambhain Guru Savait, all these things. Without Guru serving, Tad Vidhi Paripatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. Without serving Gurudev, oh, if he will hear no fruit, so we should serve him, obey him. And then Nishtha, after that, Ruchi, and then Asakti comes. And after Asakti, oh, Shuddha Sattva, Rati will come. Rati is transcendental. So, bhakti are of two kinds. One is Vaidhi bhakti, and second is Raganuga bhakti. Bhakti, first we should begin from Vaidhi bhakti. But by hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna from any bona fide guru or sadhu, if you have lobh, greed to serve Krishna like Sudama, Sidam, Madhumangal, Subal, like Nandbaba Yashodamaiya, and more than that, like gopis, and more to be the Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika, like Manjari. So gradually it comes. Also this bhakti is the service of Radhika to Krishna. And that is highest in prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adhirudh, rudh, adhirudh, modan, and then madanakhya. Mahabhav up to mahabhav in all gopis. Some partly in Dwarkapuri also something. Queens of Dwarka. Satyabhama Rukmi. But after Mahabhav, Rud, Adiru, not in anyone. And moreover, Mohan, also, it may be in Chandravali and others. Moreover, that, what? No, before. In Mohan, Bhramar Gita Jabhati. Oh,
Chitra Jalpa
and all other things. It may be like in Yashoda and other souls, as Yashoda, Lalita, Vishakha. But this Madanakya Bhav, not in Chandravali, not even in Lalita, Vishakha, anyone. Only it be when Krishna or Radhika are sitting together, but by thinking, they are thinking just, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna, Radhika? So he began to lament, where? So this is Madanakya Bhav, not in any other. So up to this, bhakti covers. In this way, I was going to tell that bhakti is of two kinds, Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga. What is Vaidhi bhakti? Yatra ragan anuvapta prapetti rupajayate sasanem eva sastasya sa Vaidhi bhakti tiruchyata. Nowadays, especially in a European country, Russian, in the Russia, they are Russic. The ones, Rush, that they don't like Vaidhi bhakti. At once they want to go up to the top of the tree of fame. Madanakya Bhav they want to only. They don't want to follow Vaidhi bhakti. Very dangerous. You should be very careful from these. What nonsense, Sahajiya Vaishnava. In Radha Kund we see, in Vrindavan too, the Babaji, they gave anyone who don't know how to clean their, they don't know, no knowledge at all, quite foolish, and they gave them Siddha Deha. And having Siddha Deha, you are now Manjari of Vrindavan. And there you are serving Radha and Krishna. And what becomes these unqualified persons thinking this? And they have some widow ladies with them, and they began to test Parakiya Bhav. Understand meaning? Yeah. What meaning? Very dangerous. And then so many children come, Babaji. And very beautiful young lady. So we see, I have warned my all disciples, sannyasis, brahmacharis, all. Be careful for this. Krishna has told, natural tendency of this worldly living beings, even in snakes, even in donkeys, monkeys, especially Krishna has told to Uddhava that donkeys always beaten by behind legs of sheep donkeys, even follows. And secondly, donkey or Bita Varah. Also you should know that she goat and male goat. If anyone takes or donkey, I will tell you. Beaten by
even fellows
and a she goat and male goat. Male goat is going to be killed, slaughter house. And there, if he sees any she goat, a very shameless that goat, he wants to have sex with that she goat. How this wonderful these things. If at that time, at the time of day, and so we should be very careful for these ladies to male, male to ladies, vice versa. So very careful for these. So where there is not wrath, only by the reading the Shastra, that you should do bhakti of Krishna. If you will not do, then you must go to hell. By fear of this, if anyone engages his mind in bhakti, then it is called bhakti. What is rag? Where rag is not, what is the meaning of rag? Rag means insult Siddham, Nand Baba Yashoda Maiya, and especially in his Gopi, especially in Lalita Visakha and Srimati Radhika. Rag means love and affection to his last point, by which they serve Krishna and they control Krishna. This is rag. And that rag, in whom this rag is there, they are ragatmika. And hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam from any bona fide Guru Vaishnava, if anyone has greed, I want to serve Krishna like Subhavu Siddham Madhumanga, I want to serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda, how? Nanda Kim Akrot Brahman Shaya Eva Mahodayam Jasya Astanam Hari. What Nanda Baba has done? How fortunate Mother Yashoda that Krishna, being Supreme Lord, he took the breast of Mother Yashoda. So if anyone wants to serve Krishna like mother, if anyone more than that, what? Like gopis. Krishna has told what? Napare ham nirubhadya sanjujan. I cannot repay gopis because for me they have left everything. Their husband, their wives, their children, their wealth, their body looking, ornament, everything for Krishna. And Krishna is telling that I cannot leave anyone as you have left for me, so I cannot repay you. Only you can repay by your good qualities only. Hearing this, gopis told, O Krishna, you have accepted that I am ready of gopis. But really, by telling this, you have won and we are defeated. So here, that mood, more than that, anaya radito nunam bhagavan hari rishvara janno vihai go. Oh, in amount, Srimati Radhika is supreme, most beloved of Krishna, because Krishna left all the gopis there in Rasastali and he went taking Radhika with him. So surely this Radhika has pleased Supreme Lord, and by the mercy of this Krishna is very happy with that lady. So Radhika, but if anyone has that greed, but there should be some symptoms. Only telling that, oh, I have greed. Oh, I have seen Radhika. not his feet, but I have seen the Nabhi, Nabhi means? Navel of Radhika I have seen, of bogus person, stupid and nonsense. Rascal also. If anyone take darshan of Radhika, he cannot be in this world. Only Narad has seen a glance of his Narayan and then disappeared and told that, oh, I never seen give darshan to those who are kujogi, not you. So, how it is possible? So, we should know all these things. Shastroktya parvalaya tat tanmayadi tanvanta vaidhi bhakti riyam kashchan madhyadamam. O Vallabhacharya is still madhyada. Those who follow the instructions of Shastra, that is Bhagavatam, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam. These are Vaidhi Bhakti. Also four, Sadhu Sang, five, Sadhu Sang, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Bas, Saddhaya Murti Seman, Sadhu Sang, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Bas, Sri Murti Sar. These are five Angas of Bhakti. If you will follow without apara, very soon prema bhakti will come. So, this raganuga bhakti is very high. Symptoms, by symptoms we can see. Chanti abhyakt kalatthan virakti manasundata. Can you tell? Shanti rabyat kalatam virakti mana sunyata asa bandhasam. Huh? Huh? Not a sloka, not a symptom. Uparet daya. Only telling that I have greed will not do. And I don't want to do any vaidhi bhakti. No need of falling by the bhakti. And they thus become half what? Out of Shastra. Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhin Vina Aikantaki Harir Bhakti Utpata Yriva Kevala. Those who don't follow the rules and regulation of bhakti, they are Shikshachari. What? They don't want to follow. They don't want to take any suffering to follow bhakti by the bhakti. At once on the top of bhakti tree, oh, Valli Radhika Dasyam Manjari Bhav Devan. Here, Rupa Goswami has told, what Shruti Smriti Vakya? Oh, Shruti Smriti, like Rupa Goswami has told, there are 64 limbs of bhakti. First are 10, Guru Padarsha. To have initiation, first name initiation, and then Diksha Mantra initiation. And to learn how to do bhakti, what is not bhakti, what is Sakam Bhakti, Nishkam Bhakti, Nirguna Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, like this. Arop Siddha, Sang Siddha, they should know all these things. Otherwise, they will do bhakti which is not bhakti. And those who don't want to follow these, what are they? They are like, what? Stupid or nonsense that Swamiji has told. I am not telling these words. Rascal, stupid, nonsense he has told. But I cannot tell all. I am repeating his words.
So be very careful from them.
Also, jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi, tatha guru, tasya kathita bhakta prakashante mahatmana. What? You are doing bhakti of Krishna, but you must do first prem bhakti to your Gurudev, thinking that Gurudev is himself Krishna. Krishna is Vishaya Guru, Vishaya Bhagavan, and he is Saksha Dharitena Samastha Sastra. And that is why it has been told, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu, Jasya Aprasad Nagati Guru. And these bogus persons, they don't want to serve Gurudev. Then how these foolish persons will attend Raganuga Bhakti? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has followed all these symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it has been told, Raghunath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das, Grihe Jai, Grihe Batul, Bhavasindhukul, Antarekara Nishtha, Bahiya Lukvar, Antaryaste, what is he telling? Oh, like Rupa Goswami, he was Rupa Manjari, and he is serving. But outwardly he is following all the symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti. So if anyone has greed in his heart to serve Krishna in Raganuga way, internally, and having his Siddhade by any guru, qualified guru, and he must be at the stage of Rati, Bhav, then real greed is there. Otherwise, not real greed. He will be attached to ladies, or ladies will be attached to men. Very dangerous, and they will go to hell, not to transcendental world, not Manjari. Then, also, you have heard Bhayang Dityadha Vinivesha. Open the two words. Guru Devatatma, he are told. Oh, we have come because we have forgotten Krishna, and that is why we are always suffering. If anyone wants to cross these things, then he must serve Gurudev first, and then serving him by his teachings, he should serve Krishna. First Guru, in Archana also, first Guru, then Krishna. So, we should think that without serving Guru, we cannot enter in bhakti realm. So, don't try to be desperate as that person that told that, oh, Radhika has given darshan, oh, purely, not his feet, but his navel I have seen. Bogus persons, if anyone will take darshan of transcendental Krishna, at once they will die, they will give up this body. And by their Swarup Siddha Deha, transcendental body, they will at once go to Vrindavan Vrajmandal and serve Krishna. So, always you should be careful for this. I know so many, they are telling all this Raganuga. They don't want to follow this Vaidhi Bhakti. So you should be careful from them. You must follow first Vaidhi Bhakti. And by Bhakti Bhakti, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, automatically your Vaidhi Bhakti will turn to Raganuga. And this is the main process. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna.
Devotee.
Some devotee has requested for darshan. As he announced this morning, tomorrow private and personal darshan of German devotee and England devotee. Hare Krishna. And Gurudev Krishna darshan in Gurudev Bhajan Kuti. Hare Krishna. 10 a.m. 10 a.m.